This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As of today, you are wiser than you have ever been, and probably as mature as you've ever been in your life as well. You have the ability to take some action to make your life better even than it is at the moment or has been to this point. So let's have faith in a good day. This is Doug Steffen. Signing off, signing on. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner. Let's do some of the trending. This is sort of like trending chads. More on the vaccine and COVID. Seems Emilio Estevez is getting a lot of attention, ladies, because he will not be back for the second season of The Mighty Ducks. This is something, Victoria, I think you like, right? You like watch this?
Yeah. Lewis and I are huge fans of like the whole franchise, yeah. And then to have it be rebooted on Disney Plus with Lauren Graham, who's an actress I love, and so it was so good, and to have him not be a part of season two after being a producer.
Well, how does it go anywhere? He's the show, isn't he?
Well, I mean, the focus really is on the kids, and you know, Lauren Graham being the mom of the hockey team, but. Yeah, I mean, Gordon Bombay, his character, is the famous coach of the Mighty Ducks. So, I don't know how, unless he dies or Zamboni runs him over, I don't know how they're going to write him. Like, how are they, remember Eddie on Cheers, the Zamboni ran him over? Like, I don't know, maybe that's the only way that they can do it. But there were a lot of rumor stuff about anti-vax, and he made a very strong statement that he's not anti-vax. He actually went into detail about having long COVID symptoms, and from the very beginning of COVID, he got it. Like March 13th, he got his test of 2020. So
I can't imagine his father, Martin Sheen, not having vaccinated. I can't imagine him being
group. Yeah, and he's not, and he makes
Charlie
that
Sheen,
clear.
His brother, I can see him being a non-vaxxer.
Well, Charlie's got the tiger blood for immunity, so I don't know.
He doesn't need it, maybe.
But yeah, I mean, Emilio made this very clear because everyone was calling him an anti-vaxxer, and he said that that's not what happened. He said it was abundance of, you know, creative differences, and in the long run, he said he called it good old-fashioned contract dispute. So it's a bummer. Yeah. He wrote a really nice letter to the other cast members and all the new generation.
What's
new,
the mother's new name, the actress?
Lauren Graham. Way. She was on Gilmore Girls, and she's been in a million things. As soon as you see her face, you're going to recognize her. Okay. She was most recently on Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, and she left that show to do Mighty Ducks. So now I guess it's all on her.
Really?
It's just too bad. Yeah, it's really too bad they couldn't make it work because I don't know.
He said he was disappointed and that, you know, he is sad that he's not going to be back. He says he's anti-bully, which I don't know if he's referring to. He's obviously referring to Disney in this, but.
Well, Disney is a bully. Yeah. Disney's a horrible, just awful.
The other thing that makes me really concerned, too, is he says if these are the creative differences and they wanted to go in different directions, he's the reason that they were able to reboot this show because he had a whole really interesting storyline for his character. So it makes me think if he wanted to do and stay true to the story for season two, that it means Disney wants to do something terrible and cheesy. And that's why they couldn't work it out. So I'm not feeling very confident about season two, which is a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very recognizable. Okay, next festival or musical event to be affected. Remember last year how Coachella and Stagecoach, both of them were canceled, right, because of the COVID deal. Now, what are they doing this year? They seem to be loosening up the guidelines, making it easier for people to go.
They're not doing vaccine requirements. There was a big story where they were going to require vaccines, and then they just changed that. I think there was a lot of pushback, and I don't think they thought they weren't going to sell it out. So both of the events are, I think you have to wear a mask, but I don't think you have to show your proof of vaccination. Mm-hmm. Or you can show proof of a test.
For both of them, Stagecoach and Coachella, are they produced by the same people?
Yeah.
Golden
Voice. Yeah, the company. Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, isn't it so depressing that they're even talking about vaccine stuff for April?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh my gosh, I don't know.
I got to tell you, as someone who went to Stagecoach like 4 or 5 years in a row, I cannot imagine going there with a mask on.
It right? Isn't it always been a Coachella? Way too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, it seems that we need to bring this down, and by April of next year, things should be much more in control. So who are the performers this year? Is there a lineup of performers yet?
Coachella doesn't have a lineup. They haven't announced it yet. And Stagecoach is Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood, and Luke Combs.
Hmm. Hmm.
So those are heavy hitters in the country world. Group. So yeah,
it is. Yep. The country of North Ireland is suing Van the Man. he is an anti-vaxxer, man. Van Morrison, he's out there when it comes to this kind of stuff. Not unexpected at all for anybody that's followed his career and his thinking. So the health minister of Northern Ireland is suing Van Morrison after Van Morrison called him very dangerous for his handling of the coronavirus restrictions. Morrison doesn't like the restrictions at all. And I don't know if he's been, has he had shots? I'm going to doubt that he's had shots.
I doubt it. I don't know. I don't know the answer. He's just been so kind of extra wackadoo. I mean, there's like a base level of wackadoo with him, but
yes.
it's been on 11. Like it's been, I'm not sure what's happening.
There are very few performers that I like more musically than Van Morrison. But you know, he's an independent sort of thinker. And a very,
well,
very
not really, though. And that's the thing. All these people who are claiming to be anti-vax, they're not independent thinkers. They're just in a different group. They're
just in a gigantic group. In terms of how he usually is when it comes to most stuff.
And to be fair, there's been a shift because there used to be people who were considered pretty hippy-dippy who were anti-big pharma who are now kind of in the support column.
Who would be an example of that,
this vaccine? I think there are a lot of people who are into like organics and into, you know, I call them the coconut oil crowd, you know, the ones that rub coconut oil on themselves that were really against and distrustful of big pharma that are now in lockstep with big pharma because of their support of the vaccine. So, you know, I think a lot of people have shifted. I think Van Morrison was probably in that camp, and maybe just some of his brethren on that side left him behind in favor of the vaccine. I don't know. You know who I'm talking about. Like the,
what'd you say about people who buy, I use coconut oil on my face?
I know. You might be part of the coconut oil crowd. You left Van Morrison behind.
I like Van Morrison. Very funny. All right, let's see what's going on in Germany. The coronavirus infection rate there has climbed last week or so. Officials have called the unvaccinated the problem. The disease control center there said the country has seen 201 new cases per 100,000 residents over the past couple of days. So why is that? What is going on? Germany's been pretty tough on this. Hasn't they all along?
Well, I mean, essentially what's happening is that everyone who got, I guess they had a slow rollout of the vaccine. That was one thing that happened. And then remember, they were doing AstraZeneca in the beginning, and Germany were the first ones to halt anyone over 65 from getting AstraZeneca. They had a lot of start stops, and I think AstraZeneca was a big part of it. And then they just found the blood clotting issues, and they kind of didn't move forward with it. I think they started buying up Pfizer. So I think that they're just behind, and now that they're trying to get the older population boosted, like Israel has, and like America has started doing. And it just doesn't seem to be moving that quickly. And the cases are spreading and hospitals are filling back up again.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we have Kentucky back here in America surpassing 10,000 coronavirus deaths this past weekend. So is that the worst state in the country?
It's just a monument. It's sort of a milestone number for anybody to reach. So it's not the worst in the country, but I mean, New York, New Jersey, California, Florida lost more than that, but it's, you know, for Kentucky, it's a lot of people.
Well, it's a lot for any place.
Sure. I mean, no
and so I go
to
back to my
this, yeah.
my question, is the federal government still giving hospitals a bounty for everybody that they declare having died of COVID? Is that still going on? Remember, they were paying $2,000 per person.
I had some of that was on the states levels too. Like they were given an allotment of money to
handle
that.
So the money, the numbers were not to be trusted. I never trusted.
I know that's that's the problem, is that the numbers, and you don't know about the comorbidities. I told you guys, and this is a very reliable source. One of my close friends' mother died during all of this. Didn't have to, but had dementia and was not allowed to see any of her family, and literally just stopped eating and went into this horrible depression because none of her family was there, and she couldn't understand where they were. She couldn't use an iPad. I mean, awful. And she ends up dying of, she had what they said was pneumonia, but she had no COVID. And they were desperate to write her death certificate as COVID, and it turns out it's because they get 20% more payout the federal government. And so my friend said, no, you're not going to count her as a COVID death. You're not going to do that. She does not have COVID. And so it took 6 weeks before they would even release her body to my friend while they went back and forth about the cause of death. I mean, and there was no positive COVID test. There was nobody, no doctor, no nurse ever diagnosed her with COVID. It just came out of the blue. So this can't be just a one-off.
If you look at stats, yesterday was the first day for, the past 18 months, last year and a half or so, that people coming from other countries, even our neighbors, Mexico, Canada, but most of Europe, now have the ability to send people, you know, just back to normal. Airlines have gone back to starting flights that they didn't have. There's a Boston-London flight that hasn't run for ages on America, and it started on, actually, I think it started Sunday night. And they're all now, the tourism industry, which has been wiped out by the pandemic, now they're getting people on planes and boats and cruises and stuff. And it'll be nice to see. I'm looking at some
of
the
people, all the
JFK
Boston,
last night filled with all kinds of people.
JFK and Newark Airport and Logan. And, it's just a lot of people had been separated and didn't think it would be 2 years later before they could see their spouse or whomever. But I just hope that this, because this was such a big reopening, just hope that,
England,
in New York and New Jersey, I just hope we don't have another spike because everybody gets filtered through here. So, hoping
London to New York is the most profitable route that British Airways runs. The American Airlines' most profitable route is New York, London. Virgin Atlantic, same thing. 19 after on the TJV program. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because it's so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Nothing average about this program. We're all above the fray, if you will. It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner now to bring us up to date on some of the trending things. I've been seeing story after story after story after story about Alec Baldwin and what he wants next. I don't know. I'm still wondering whether they're going to finish this movie Rust.
No. Not at all. Yeah,
it's done.
Done. Okay. So what is he?
Someone got bitten by a brown recluse spider, too. Did you hear about that?
Oh, jeez.
On the set of Rust?
No. Yeah, I don't know that I would put that one on Alec Baldwin, but...
No, but, like, this movie just seems doomed. It was... Yeah, some guy ended up in the hospital because he got bitten by a spider, so it's a lot of...
Was it an itsy-bitsy spider?
No, it was a big brown poisonous one.
Ooh, yugga bunga. All right, so anyway, Alec Baldwin wants what, Jay?
He wants there to be actual police officers on sets to monitor weapon safety. He says that it shouldn't even be fully on the prop masters and armorers who, again, this is their job to do and be responsible
for. Yeah, we need a policeman for
it. He wants the police officers to be the ones
to enforce it. I still like my idea. Because I think it's a unifier. I think there needs to be a member of the NRA on every movie set. And you know what? Because the NRA gets vilified, and they actually have very good weapons training programs. And why wouldn't you have somebody who could go and give training to the people on how to use firearms appropriately and how to care for them appropriately?
But the NRA versus most Hollywood actors, wouldn't that just set everything up for... distrust
that's the point. I mean,
on both
but
sides.
I think the point is that they it might actually unify people a little bit. I mean, when do you start to really exchange people's ideas? When you befriend them, right? When you work together, when you have when you have these moments. I mean, maybe this brings people together and brings some understanding instead of just more division all the time.
I bet the NRA wouldn't want to take that on though, because the liability, it would all get passed to them if something like this happened.
I still
it's not
like
a bad idea. I mean, I'm
certainly
just,
caused lots of concern and conversation.
Worth, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Way more so than police officers. Like, come on.
Alec, I don't know, way too much to do.
Rather than this would be a detail.
This would be an extra, but it's still.
People need to be better trained. I mean, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was the armorer on this, who clearly a rookie, and... Her legal team is saying that they're calling for sabotage, saying that somebody intentionally smuggled live rounds and they placed some of these live rounds in the box with the dummy rounds.
So who
again,
would do that? Why?
Who, Even whether that was true or not, they still look different. An armorer would know the difference. Yeah. Somebody who is doing their job
she
and checking
know
their gun.
What she's like a plot.
This fully falls on this woman.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Speaking of falling on a woman, Ben Affleck and J-Lo were caught kissing. He was getting on a plane.
She was getting on a plane.
She was.
Quite a long embrace. They were smooching it up on the tarmac. And what really kind of got people going online was there's one photo where Ben makes this, like, really awkward face. His mouth is open. He almost looks like maybe a little bit of pain, maybe a little bit of ecstasy. And people were creating memes about what J-Lo said to him or, you know, what caused Ben to make this face. And the majority of people were like, she suggested they make Geely, too, which was a film they made together.
All right, Geely, so here's where my mind goes. When I see this sort of thing, Ben Affleck is still a smoker. I don't think she is. So how is that? How do you kiss somebody, a non-smoker, kiss a smoker?
She used to smoke.
Yeah, but
did on what was the recent film that she did?
Hustlers.
Yes. Hustlers. Yeah, her character smokes, and so she smoked during that time to kind of stay in character.
Yeah.
Sure. She probably enjoyed kissing him after
he smoked. Yeah, I mean,
a little bit of that taste again.
Or rehab and you know, and casinos all night long. I don't know. I think she probably figured it's safer to choose to let him have cigarettes.
Well, and she has said that the only reason she stopped smoking was because she doesn't smoke nor drink to keep her skin looking youthful.
Yeah, not about her kids there.
It does work.
All right, there it is, the updates. Where are we? 28 past the hour, boys and girls.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays the holidays. That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready with the red lip that says, "It's so good to see you," and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle. So let's get ready to celebrate more, because it's moments like these that truly make up the holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In September, Special Counsel John Durham announced that former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman was indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI with regards to the Russia collusion lie. The indictment also alleges that Sussman coordinated with representatives and agents of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now it's been discovered White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is the foreign policy advisor referred to in the indictment. In other news, a federal judge said records from the Trump White House can be turned over to the House committee investigating January 6. President Obama appointed District Judge Tanya Chutkan said Congress should have access to the records. An illegal immigrant pleaded guilty Tuesday to killing two additional people during a four-person murder spree in northern Nevada in 2019. 22-year-old Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in the deaths of Connie Coons and Sophia Rankin. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With the help of Republicans in the House, Congress passed a bipartisan infrastructure bill that has plenty of spending outside of true infrastructure. This new bill greenlights a per-mile tax on your driving. It will cost you more every year just to drive your car. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox can't understand why anyone would support this bill.
I was shocked the 13 House members would do this. They had no role in writing the bill. They have no understanding of what's in the bill. Most of what's in the bill they would oppose if it came up individually. And I think that it's just very sad that they did it. And I think back home, both the Senate and House members are going to have a hard time explaining why they did it and why they're voting with Nancy Pelosi. This, by the way, is at a moment where Pelosi is very unpopular. Biden is at 38% approval. Kamala Harris is at 28% approval. We just had an 8% increase in the producer price index, which is a huge jump in inflation. And people feel it every day. So the average American is smart enough to know you don't want to add more spending when you already have gasoline going up, food going up, etc.
Former New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning watching the Monday Night Football game simulcast on ESPN2 with brother Peyton Manning back in September. The younger Manning middle-fingered the audience while describing an experience with a young Eagles fan. Three complaints were filed with the FCC. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Okay, if you say so, Phil. Phil's the boss. Here we are, 34 after the hour. My time is flying, and we're having a great time. This is the DJV program here to inspire whoever wants to be inspired with inspiring folks like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Whoever is happy will make others happy as well. So if we're happy, we hope that that will infect you, and you'll have a pretty happy day. Some people in the news... Ladies, a fellow named Sonny Eberhardt is 83 years old, known as Nimble Will Nomad. He's the oldest person to hike the Appalachian Trail. Guy from Alabama, started walking when he retired more than a quarter of a century ago and hasn't stopped since. The oldest hiker to complete the Appalachian Trail. How long is the Appalachian Trail? Anybody ever... done it or been on the Appalachian Trail?
I've been on parts of it in Pennsylvania. Yeah, it goes all the way up to
thousands
the top of Maine. So
I have cousins who have done it, but I don't know how long it is.
Right. He says, I have a couple of skid marks on me, but I'm okay. You got to have a lot of resolve to do this. He hiked the trail out of order in various sections to take advantage of the weather and those sorts of things.
I'd like to give myself 2 points for not making a jerky comment about that.
What? The skid marks?
I mean, I was thinking it too, Jen.
What? How about you lost me?
What?
Just keep going. Just
the Appalachian Trail is 2,190 miles, though.
Yeah, after a lot of walking, you know, I can understand.
Okay.
So you're going to have to email Doug and tell him what skid marks are. I know.
Right. You of all people, I think you know.
That's close. That sounds a little suggestive. All right. Anyway, I put this under old timers in the news. Here's the news from the Pope and the Vatican. A lot of people are excited because he's appointed the first woman to serve as the Secretary General of the Vatican, Sister Raffaella Petrini, becoming the first woman to serve in the number two position in the governorship of the Vatican. The appointment makes her a 52-year-old Italian nun. What a surprise. The highest-ranking woman in the world's smallest state. You know that the Vatican is untouchable, right? That's why all of these guys who were pedophile priests went over there and they moved into the Vatican and nobody can get at them. So that was what happened to Cardinal Law from Boston. He knew he was going to be arrested the next day. So he gets on a plane, and this was all arranged. I mean, the Boston police had to know what was going on. He gets on a plane to Rome the night before he's supposed to be, quote-unquote, arrested, and he was seen again. They picked him over to the airport in a limo and drove him right to the Vatican, and he never left the Vatican until they buried him. I think he's buried in the Vatican. What a curse. Huh. Wow. Anyway, I just had a thought, and glad I didn't say it. Anyway, Petrini is going to serve as the Secretary General of the Governorate of the State of Vatican City. So they've got 2,000 employees there. It's a big deal. And they have $5 billion in treasure in the basement. And what was that movie one of the
Da Vinci Code?
Weren't there three of those with Tom Hanks? Yeah.
The Da Vinci Code, then Angels and Demons, and then
it was Angels and Demons where What's-His-Face burned himself at the end?
Yes.
Which one was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So, all right, let's see here. Santa. Oh, no, we're talking about Christmas already? Have you heard Christmas music on the radio yet, ladies?
I heard it in my car because I was playing it.
Really?
I think I was listening to the Sirius one. Yeah,
they're up and running. Yeah, Holiday and Holly are up.
I think on Sunday I was listening. I think it was KBIG in L.A. That has gone. Mostly iHeart, AC station.
No, not yet. I was just checking.
KBIG?
I don't think, unless they, it's Coast that goes
Coast
Christmas. Yeah.
Really?
But
it's
earlier Sunday,
this year,
though, right?
I haven't heard it.
In general?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, because I saw something in one of the the radio trades that had said that more and more stations were going earlier this year.
Early? Oh, yeah.
Like everybody. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just me since I've already got the tree up, but like, I don't know. It's like everybody is going early this year.
Okay. So the Georgia judge who, I guess this was a joke, banned the elf on the shelf. Cobb County Superior Court Chief Judge Robert Leonard apparently is having a slow day. Must not be too many crooks in town. He posted a mock order banishing the elves on the shelves. Tired of living in elf on the shelf tyranny? Not looking forward to the elf forgetting to move and causing your children emotional distress? I am a public servant, and I will take the heat for you. My gift to tired parents, he says. Is banning the elf on the shelf. So where did this all get started?
He's a squatter, that little elf.
Yeah, so when did this tradition get started? I don't remember it when I was...
I never had it as a kid.
Never
so
naughty or nice.
I feel like it was sometime in the early aughts. It's not super old. Or maybe not even the early aughts, like 2010-ish.
Yeah, so I feel like that's when I first learned about it, too, around then.
How is it
but
applied?
So here's the thing. So the elves, earmuffs kids if you're in the car. So the elves get moved every night by the parents, and some parents have taken it on to, like, make very elaborate schemes of what the elves are up to no good. And so, like, it's amazing what some of the parents have done. They build houses for the elves, and they really go all out.
And they write ceiling fans sometimes.
Yeah.
The elves are very busy every single night. There's no night off for these elves.
So a lot of parents, when the judge issued this fake order, a lot of parents on social media were like, amen. Like, can we please retire the elves? It's just, it's a lot of work.
But where did it get started? Was it American tradition, European tradition?
Doesn't it feel very like a marketing company?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it was kind
a
of
book
like,
or a
like
movie? I think it was a book first.
It kind of feels like it's one of those, like, meant to be Christmassy, but ends up super creepy German stories. You know, like, it's meant for kids, but really pretty haunting. I don't know. I feel like it's it probably started somewhere over there where it's dark. They have, you know, Krampus. I mean, it's not out of their realm.
Krampus, yeah.
All right, more serious things. Man shot by Kyle Rittenhouse took to the stand. This trial's going on now, lending support to Rittenhouse's self-defense
claim. Yourself. He's getting off. Yeah, he's totally
You think he's going to get off?
Absolutely.
My God, after all
it's
that?
Ridiculous.
But you know what? Oh, after all that, turned out to be a lot of fake news. I think, well, just in listening to what's been going on, I was with the rest of you guys. I was like, yeah, he shouldn't have been. Number one, he shouldn't have been out there, just period, end of story. But if you don't remember, Kyle Rittenhouse is a guy who went out with a gun after the streets were shut down. He said he was going to protect his business, his grandmother, or something like that. And then
but he drove 140 miles away from where he went looking.
There's no doubt in my mind that
he bought a gun.
Yeah, that he should not have been there. No, he shouldn't have been there. But when the media started talking about this, they gave the impression that he killed three black people. He did not. He killed, well, he didn't even kill, but he shot white people, essentially. All three of them were white. And someone did die, but the person who testified did not. Not all of them died is the point. But the guy who testified yesterday just testified that he was coerced in custody to say certain things about Kyle Rittenhouse, and he like came clean on the stand yesterday, so much so that the opposing counsel put his head in his hands and was like, "Oh no!" I mean, the writing is on the wall that
Ricky
I think
Schroeder
this guy.
Paid him.
Well, you know, that's I don't know if that's even fair. I mean, here's the thing: we want justice,
I'm making
right?
a joke about Ricky Schroeder.
I know.
Who's been
I know.
So supportive of Kyle Rittenhouse. It's been kind of sickening. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, there are a lot of people who have said that people are kind of getting vilified because it fits a narrative, and so I think that's where Ricky Schroeder is. I don't know if that's the truth in this case, but certainly it is not what we were led to believe, and I think that people should prepare themselves if they wanted to see a conviction of this guy, because I can't imagine it's going to happen after yesterday.
All right, so here's another trial going on. Remember last summer when the police officer in that Colorado town shot a bystander who had stopped a gunman armed with a rifle? The police officer thought that the man who had taken the rifle away from the bad guy was the bad guy, and he shot him and killed him. The bystander's name is John Hurley. He's 40 years old. And so apparently there's a lot of stuff. The officer has not been identified, and that's probably a good thing at this point. But the policeman said that he had objectively reasonable grounds to believe that he was in imminent danger, because this guy who saw somebody with a rifle aiming it at somebody jumped on the guy, took the rifle away from him. The policeman thought the guy who had taken the rifle away from the bad guy was the bad guy, and he shot him and killed him. So what do you do in a mess like that? This was an AR-15 rifle, by the way, not just a, you know, everyday, like a 22 or something. And so there are all kinds of questions. What was this guy doing with that rifle? This fellow, and by the way, Hurley, who got shot the bad guy, whose name was Ronald Freika, with his gun. Apparently, the bad guy had killed a police officer ahead of all of this, and it was like guns everywhere. Guns were the bad guy had a gun. The policeman was shooting at him. This guy shows up on the scene, grabs the gun away from the bad guy and shoots him. And then the policeman who just shows up on the scene shoots him because he thinks he's a bad guy. It's like a circus of mistakes, or not mistakes, but a circus of guns on top of guns on top of guns. Ay, ay, ay. So this poor guy who got killed, and now, so what do you do with the police officer that shot him? That's basically what it's, they charged the police officer with murder, killing the good guy, but under the circumstances, it looks kind of hazy to me with all of the stuff that was going on. I don't know. What do you think, ladies?
So exhausting.
It is. It's, you know, and what were all, what was the original intent? I'm trying to figure out what the original intent was. The first guy had a gun who shot at another guy. Was there a robbery? I didn't even see the behind the scenes here. It was just gunfire all over the place. Wow. That's got to be a sticky wicket, man. 46 past the hour. Our Zodiac Magic podcast. Every week, I interact with Laura Banks, who's a well-known astrologer. You may remember her. She's been an actress on a number of TV programs and movies and stuff. But she found her calling in astrology, and she's really quite good. You can check her out at stargalnetwork.com. I was the orchestrator. I just listen to these two ladies. Laura Banks talks about day after day after day this week, where the moon is going to be on November 10th. You shouldn't sign anything important because there's something going on. Take a chill pill, she says, till November the 12th, because that'll be a great day. So if you want to hear the nuance of what is in store for you in a kind of a general but yet an important sense, check out that part of Zodiac Magic. And then we have our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, who, as we were talking about being clairaudient. What's the other one? Clairsentient, but there's clairvoyance.
Clairvoyance.
Yeah, right, yeah. And there's a lot to be... And what do you get for messages, and do you believe voices that you have in your head? Everybody's got them. But we have that kind of thing explained. Well, I think you'll like the podcast called Zodiac Magic. You can get it. Follow the podcast at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people.
Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Three past the hour in the DJV program, our weekly visit with the psychic, powerful Uri Geller is here. I tell you, I was driving on my birthday last week and the phone rang and it was Uri and his brother-in-law and his wife and I don't know who else was there singing happy birthday to me, and it couldn't have come at a better time, in a better way, a better frame, because I wasn't at that moment having a great time. So you, whether you knew it consciously, subconsciously, it was the perfect time for you to get into my head. And I wonder if that isn't what it's all about. What we don't understand is how people can get into other folks' head for their benefit, right? I mean, the people, if they're open to you and what you do and the things that we talk about and, generally speaking, what you've spent your life doing, then does that mean there's something special in their brain? I guess maybe the question is, why do people embrace what you do, and other people think that you're a huckster?
Oh, Dougie, you know, of course, I've been with you now close to, well, I can't believe this. Am I having this show with you 25 years? Is that possible, Doug?
We have been friends since 1993. I met you in December of 1993, so that's 28 years.
That is unbelievable. 2 years from now, it's going to be 30 years that you and I are friends, and you haven't changed a bit. You don't look your age. And, you know, you mentioned that when we called you and sang you happy birthday, you were a bit down. And I always say, however tough the going gets, the human mind can be tougher. And always be positive. Always be optimistic.
Yep.
You know, and that's a good message to all our listeners. And also, you've got to exercise your brain. You know, your brain is like a muscle. Give it some exercise.
I think that's what you and I specialize at this age. You're a little younger by a couple of months than I am. But we've spent our life using our brain, talking to people, listening to people. and helping people. And that's one of the reasons that you and I look as good and feel as good as we do at our age, because we haven't let age interfere with our lives. We have put our best foot forward for sure and used the powers that we have different. Your power is different than mine, but it certainly is a force for good. And that's, I think, what makes it worth, that's why we're okay at this point in our lives.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that all our listeners can learn from us, because every time I was down or I had a barrier in front of me, I just said to myself, that isn't a barrier. It's a hurdle. You can leap over it. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I also learned in life, you know, from failures. I think that you can learn from failures even more than you can learn from success. And for me, throughout my life, the mistakes I did, I just looked at them that these are not mistakes. They're only lessons. And if you can adhere to that type of thought wave and that type of mindset, you're bound to be successful and happy and positive and optimistic and empowered and motivated and inspired. And we've been doing this for almost 30 years. Every time we're on the air, it doesn't matter what we speak about, there is a subliminal message. There's a subliminal energy involved that we transmit and emit to our listeners. And that's the goodness that you bring through your radio shows, because, you know, how many years have you been in this business, Doug?
I've been doing radio programs for 57 years.
Wow. That is amazing. Really amazing. Because throughout these 57 years, you haven't ebbed down from the excitement when you speak to your
people. There's something about this, whether it's my message or whether it's just me, I like doing what I'm doing more now than ever as I think about it. I'm the longest, and I don't mean this to sound like a braggadocious, but my programs that I do in the morning, the Monday through Friday program, is the longest on-air syndicated program in the country. And
unbelievable.
You know, something to be said for that. I think we connect with the audience. That's what it is. Connect.
Exactly.
You do.
In any case, Doug, do mention my latest book. It's basically about unlocking your inner psychic powers and achieve ultimate success. And I love you again, and the hugs, and a good positive energy to all the listeners. And we'll speak again next week.
Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All is the name of the book. Release your Psi Force for health, wealth, success, and peace of mind. The paperback available only on Amazon. Uri Geller, website URIGELLER, urigeller.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.